Plenty of artists look to past struggles when they're creating. It's why there are so many songs about heartbreak and disappointment. Seattle rapper Porter Ray Sullivan, who goes by Porter Ray on stage, has used music to cope with and process a whole string of setbacks in his life and somehow emerge with hope. Just a heads up, this segment contains some adult language and subject matter. Sound Effects' Kevin Kniestad sat down with Porter Ray and shares this story.
When Porter Ray gets to the radio station, he's got his 8-year-old son Aaron with him in tow. Aaron's a little shy when he's asked if he wants to sit in the studio with us during our chat, but that shyness dissolves quickly when he leaves the studio and makes faces at me through the studio window while I talk to his dad. Porter Ray is 31 years old, but looks young enough to be his son's older brother, and certainly too young to have gone through what he's gone through. But as a musician, he's made his splash. Yo, my mind is the drawer, my body is the temple, tongue is my tool, the pen is my pistol, pointed at your heart, spread love when it hits you, pointed at your heart, spread love when it hits you, my mind is the drawer. My early childhood was good. It was love. I had both of my parents around. My parents were together. My mom's is a black woman, my father is a white man, but both of our families always came together on holidays and birthdays. My dad was a lawyer in my early life, and my mom was an educator and working in early education and academics. And so we always had food on the table. We grew up in a nice house. I grew up in Capitol Hill. I grew up, with a lot of friends on my block and friends in my neighborhood, could, walk anywhere in my neighborhood, ride my bike. But my early life before high school, all through middle school, was good, man. It was a beautiful time. Porter Ray was a talented basketball player, and music was around too. His parents were avid vinyl collectors, and he would always watch and record music videos off the television and songs off the radio. But when he was an early teenager, his family started to notice some issues with his father's health.
We were riding in the car, and he ran a red light or something like that. And I think he might have stopped in the intersection, and we were being honked at it on both sides. And he wouldn't go forward. And and I'm asking him what's going on, and he's getting real frustrated with me. But he just wouldn't punch the gas, and so we were kind of stuck.
Porter Ray's dad was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, and over the next 4 years, his health deteriorated rapidly. He passed away when Porter Ray was 16.
And it was a huge reason that I started, hanging out in the streets and trying to hustle and being distracted from school and losing interest in school and losing interest in athletics, too, trying to find my place as a young man in the world, but feeling, like I was an adult.
Porter Ray says that when his dad passed away, it was like losing his only role model. He eventually dropped out of high school and started hanging out with friends who were getting themselves in a little trouble. He'd find different ways to try and make money so he could help put food on the table or buy clothes for his little brother and sister. And while there were plenty of struggles, he said the passing of his father made him more philosophical and reflective. And that, in turn, led to his desire to express himself artistically.
And so it just had to come out somehow. Back then, back before my pops got sick, that's when the plot got thick. Started fiending for some drop top. Back then, I used to just chill out, sit back, work on my handles, pull the pill out. Now mama's saying, please leave them halls alone, stop talking.
Can you talk to me about what happened on July 22nd, 2009?
July 22nd, 2009, my brother was murdered in Leschi in a dispute between his friend and this other kid. And it was him showing up, I guess, kind of as support for his friend. And that resulted in my brother being shot. I want to say accidentally. I believe there was only one shot that was taken from the house, and my brother ended up being murdered that day, 18 years old. Aaron, that's my brother, Aaron John. But yeah, that's the day my little brother passed.
Porter Ray has shared this story before, but sitting in the studio with him, you can see it on his face that this still isn't easy.
It messed me up. It f***ed me up. I, you know, when my father passed, I knew it was coming. And so it was still very tough, and it was extremely painful. But when my brother was killed, you know, he was just shot dead. You know, it was instant. And so there was nothing that could prepare me for that. And man, my brother is my best friend, and I mean, man, someone that I actually looked up to a lot. You know, he was a very strong individual and just an ill dude, and he was really coming into his own. Man, it was at a time when a lot of my friends were getting locked up. A lot of my friends were getting money but got into difficult situations. Just a lot of things around me were crumbling. But it also, too, it really fueled my art and me having a passion for rhyme. And that's what kind of really, really motivated me and inspired me to really start recording music seriously.
He was 21 years old when his brother was murdered and processing all of this. Writing about it helped, but telling his story through music means having to constantly revisit it.
Like especially when I was writing my album and I was trying to make it personal, it was tough to relive a lot of these moments and try to capture those moments or express my feelings about it and having to look inside of myself and how I really feel about things and things that I'm hurt by, things that I'm traumatized by, and trying to recapture those, it's difficult to create it. But on the back end, when the final product is there, you know, when I hear it, when I'm listening to it, if I'm playing, then it's almost this release, and it's good. It's good for me.
Porter Ray was introduced to Jeff Gillis, a veteran in the music industry, who became his manager. Together, they started going through Porter Ray's huge library of music and put out a trio of mixtapes in 2013. Porter Ray signed with Sub Pop Records in 2014, and 3 years later, he released his long-awaited breakthrough album called Watercolor.
I just wanted people to soak it up and to love it and just run it, you know what I mean? And something that would be hopefully timeless and that would, again, I could capture a moment in time for my city and for my story and just have it be this imprint.
New crops, new clones, Aaron John had to put your name in my new song. Born 4/11/991, murdered on July 22nd, let me light my blunt. I can't front. Me up mentally. Sometimes I wish that your bullet had been meant for me. I hit my tree and pretend that you're still here.
Watercolor was extremely well received, and Porter Ray was set to go on tour. But 1 week after the album was released, tragedy struck again.
The week after that, my son's mother, Joy Brandon, passed away in a car accident, and I was on tour. I met her in high school. And we instantly kind of hit it off and became really, really good friends. And ended up parenting together. And, who's my best friend. I mean, like, you know, my heart and soul. And someone I've been through a lot of just ill situations with.
Porter Ray found himself there on tour performing his music about a past filled with heartbreak, only to be heartbroken all over again, and a newly single father. He said it took him about 3 years to find the strength to write about his brother, and has taken him about 3 years to write about Joy.
For a long time, you lose somebody or something that happens in your life, and you're kind of lost, and you're trying to find yourself, and you're questioning who you are, you're questioning what the world is, what it means to you, what's important and what's not. And I really feel like I finally got to, like, figure all that out again for myself.
I asked Porter Ray how he felt about creating a body of work that is so personal but so public.
One of my strongest characteristics is that I'm myself and I'm telling my own story, you know, and so that's what's always going to make me unique. At least I hope it will. It'll make me familiar because people can relate. A lot of it's autobiographical, of course, and it's all very personal, but a lot of it too is fun, and it's entertainment as well, and it's creativity, you know what I mean? And so I choose to live with that. And so now I just feel like I'm twice as strong, you know, and twice as quick.
The memory of people Porter Ray has lost still lives in his music, and in other ways too. When the interview was over, I grabbed our photographer to take a headshot, and I stepped away for a minute. When I returned, I saw Porter Ray's son, Aaron. Aaron bears the name of Porter Ray's late brother, He's grandson to Porter Ray's late father and the son to Porter Ray's late dear friend Joy. And there he was, sitting in his father's lap, having his picture taken with his dad.
Switch the address, semi-automatics in my mattress, switching up my stashes, butterfly kisses, eyelashes, holy sky lips, time lapses, post slide passes, blunt ashes, blow through Damascus. I flow through the ashes, holding up my glasses, pink rose, a toast to the madness. I rose from the ashes, Muhammad met cash, wildfire through the forest that I chase my dreams. Bullets dumping out the tourists, I'ma take the lead. Girls jumping on the tour bus to make the scene. 2018.